It's safe to say that Sean Salmon has been one of the hardest working fighters in the world of mixed martial arts, fighting 9 times in 2007 and 5 times in the last 2.5 months. But I think it's also safe to say that he's done for the year and going to be taking a break till 2008. But we're very glad to be talking to Sean Salmon right now here on JarryPark.com. And Sean, just a couple of weeks ago, a pretty scary moment involving yourself at the Strikeforce event. There's been some conflicting reports as to what kind of an injury you suffered at the hands of Jorge Santiago. Would you care to clear that up for us?
Yeah, we're actually, my agent and I are in the process of clearing that up right now. Athletic Commissioner for California was saying that I had a seizure while I was unconscious from my knockout. Well, we went to the hospital. Well, first, the videotape doesn't show any seizure. I went to the hospital. All the tests came back negative, and the doctor in the emergency room said there's absolutely no evidence of a seizure. Obviously, this is all, I guess at this point, evidence that we have to take before the California Athletic Commission to get it cleared up. And because right now my paperwork for them says I'm suspended for no contact for 30 days, 45 days no fighting, but then they have the indefinite suspension box checked as well, which, you know, basically puts it on myself and my agent to present the evidence that I'm healthy. I mean, I was sent home from the emergency room pretty quick that night. I was in bed by midnight. The doctor said, you're clear, you know, everything's fine.
Have you ever suffered a seizure before?
No, never in my life.
Now, if you can sort of take us, and I don't want to bring you back to this moment in your life, but if you could take us back
no,
to what...
No, I have no problem talking about it.
Okay, cool. So if you could bring us back to what happened in San Jose just a couple of weeks ago, because, you know, we were watching it on the live stream on Yahoo, and it seemed as though you got up and then you went back down after the knockout, obviously a little bit dazed. Why would they think that you suffered a seizure, and what kind of injury was it? Was it just that, you know, you lost consciousness for a second or two and then you were back and just needed to, you know, kind of gather yourself?
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what it was. I don't know, you know, the medical, what makes your body shut down from a strike or a knee or a kick. You know, I don't know what it takes in certain parts of your head. Watching the tape, you know, obviously I don't, you know, mentally remember him throwing that knee. Watching the tape, it doesn't look like it lands hard. You know, I'm kind of like, man, you know, am I, do I just have a really weak chin? But, you know, I went out and the only thing I can think that someone might think I was having a seizure, I actually remember waking up and having, you know, I don't know how many people, like 10 people, right, you know, right in my breathing space. And, you know, I remember trying to push them away and kind of take myself out of that situation.
Now, as you mentioned, they've checked off that box on your record saying it's sort of indefinite suspension. And following the fight, Armando Garcia of the California State Athletic Commission said they will now have to review whether or not they will sanction you to fight in California. Have you or your agent, Ken Pavia, spoken to anyone at the California State Athletic Commission, perhaps even Garcia, after the fight or in the weeks leading up to today?
Yeah, we were able to, Ken was actually able to get a hold of Armando earlier this week, and he basically said he wants to see all the medical reports, my paperwork from the hospital, and the medical records from the hospital that night. And I'm sure, you know, them being, you know, I still contend it's a great thing that we have these commissions that look after us, you know. I want to make sure I'm healthy. I'm not, you know, I have a wife and son that I'm not going to risk any danger to my health. So if MRI, you know, I'll obviously need follow-up MRIs and or CAT scans or whatever they ask for. And if anything did look funny, I certainly wouldn't fight again. But as of right now, Armando wants to see all the medical reports and as I'm sure probably talk to the doctor who checked me out in the ER.
Now, this past year for you has certainly been a sort of roller coaster ride of emotions, lots of highs and lows. As I mentioned, you fought 9 times this year. You took that last fight on very short notice, less than a week notice. Now going into 2000...
I took the, picked a fight with Santiago on about 5 hours ago.
Right. Yeah. So even less than a couple of days, which is unbelievable, really. But now that you are sort of growing up and you're moving into 2008, are you going to start to think twice before you take these fights on short notice? Do you think, obviously, you want to be known as that reliable guy who is available, just a phone call away? But is it maybe sometimes to say thanks but no thanks?
Well, we take second guesses of every fight we're offered. Myself, my family, and my agent Ken. We never took any fight, short notice or not. Just, hey, they offered a fight, let's take it. It was always a well thought out game plan. I've been doing this sport just for 2 years. My career just turned 2 years old this past weekend. So I'm constantly reevaluating things. When I first started getting into it, I decided I needed as much experience as I could get to fight as many different style fighters as I could fight, and that's the path I took. I enjoy the competition. I enjoy the fight weekends, everything like that, so I kept fighting. Now with the way, I'm really not happy with the way the Santiago fight went at all. I don't feel I represented myself real well, and I think a lot of that had to do with me taking it on such short notice. I was trained, I was ready to go, and I was prepared, but I was prepared for Dennis Hallman. So in hindsight now, if I had to do it over again, I probably would have said, I'm probably not ready to fight Santiago. Right now it's just going to be a constant evaluation process. And you're right, we probably will take a little more time between each fight and, just go from there.
Yeah, and you mentioned, how quickly you took that fight. Afterwards, did anyone at Strikeforce, Scott Coker or anyone else there, mention to you that, A, you will be back, and, B, you will get another shot at Santiago in the future?
I said from the beginning of my career, I think it's actually somewhat disrespectful to start asking or demanding a rematch before you earn it. Santiago beat me. He's moved on. If I want a rematch with him, it's my job to get back to his level. I have spoken with Scott Coker, and, he was obviously real concerned with my health and everything like that, and said, I'm for sure welcome back. As soon as we get the suspension taken care of and everything like that. So,
Sean,
that's kind of where we're at there.
This incident kind of came at a rough time for you because you were scheduled to be fighting in the main event of the second HDNet fights show on December 15th against Jason Mayhem Miller, a fight a lot of people were looking forward to, and a card in general that is gaining a lot of publicity as the date approaches. I mean, how tough was that to have to now back out of that fight, being in the main event, and especially for this HDNet fights promotion backed by Mark Cuban, which, seems to have a bright future ahead of them?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, it's horrible. I get sick to my stomach when I think about it. I hate, even right now, I just hate hearing, about HDNet fights just because I am so disappointed about the way that's worked out. Like I said, in hindsight, I would have gone back and I'd go back and say, no, I'll stick with Dennis Hallman for this fight. Sorry. And I feel like the outcome would have been different, but that's not what happened. So, it's, like I said, 2 years into this thing and, I'm learning as I go, and some lessons I'm learning harder than others, and that's one of them.
But before you accepted the fight with Santiago, and you mentioned that you were going to fight Hallman, did you contact, or anyone in your camp contact the folks at HDNet because you were fighting in the main event, and ask them if it was okay to fight in the tournament, or were you free to make the decision on your own?
Well, HDNet did know I was fighting Hallman as an alternate to the tournament, which pretty much puts me in the position that if, I got put into the tournament as an alternate because someone fell through. So when I signed my contract with Strikeforce, it was understood I'm an alternate to the tournament. HDNet knew that. Obviously, going into it, I never thought in a million years I was going to end up in that tournament. I mean, I was looking at the athletes in it, and obviously there's a chance for someone to get hurt, but, I certainly didn't see some, this was the day of the fight that one athlete didn't get cleared. You know, what are the odds of that happening? So, HDNet knew where we were sitting, but, you know, they kind of had the same thought we did, is that, you know, it's just a small percentage, you know, that it would just be so rare if I did get brought into the tournament. You know, unfortunately for me, you know, I'm the one losing out here big time. HDNet's still putting on a great show. Tim Kennedy is a, you know, a very, very good replacement. And that's actually, I think, in every bit is an exciting fight.
Due to the fact that you're now going to have to pull out of that event, did they tell you that, you know, for their next show, they're planning on, you know, at least a dozen next year that you will be competing in one of their next shows, perhaps the one in February?
You know, we haven't even gotten around to that yet. My agent and I have been, you know, obviously we can't really speak to anybody about fighting until this is all taken care of with my suspension and, you know, my medical reports and everything like that. So, to answer your question, we haven't spoken to anybody yet, I don't believe.
Now, I want to go back to, and this feels like it was 10 years ago after all this, but your debut in the UFC in January of this past year, main event again against Rashad Evans on an Ultimate Fight Night, and obviously that fight didn't turn out as you would have hoped. How did your foray into the UFC come about and eventually getting that match signed against Rashad?
I started fighting. I was getting some wins under my belt, and myself and my agent at that time just started contacting Joe Silva and asking every step of the way, you know, what do we need to do? Who would you like to see us fight? You know, we think we're ready. I think my background as an amateur wrestler helped me get noticed maybe a little sooner than some people. But, yeah, I mean, I imagine it happened the same way it does for everybody else. I think maybe it just happened a little quicker for me.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, at that point, only a year of MMA, you know, professional fighting under your belt. But, you know, after that fight against Rashad, in which you were knocked out, personally, as a viewer sitting at home watching it, very disappointed in the way the UFC handled the situation, as, you know, just going off the air without giving any update. Because, you know, let's be real, that was, for lack of a better word, a highlight reel knockout, and no mention of how you were doing. They just go off the air and, you know, applauding Rashad's efforts, which, you know, he should be applauded. It was a great performance on his part, but it's really not something that you would see, you know, in the NFL, for example. You know, a guy gets hurt, there's constant updates and things of that nature. Were you a little bit disappointed with the way that whole situation was handled?
You know, that part of it, I guess, really doesn't matter to me. I feel bad that, you know, some of my family, friends, and fans were kind of left in the dark until, in fact, I don't even think the first update came until I had gotten back to the hotel from the hospital and jumped on MMAJunkie.com and to give updates. As far as I know, that was the first update even put out there. But, yeah, I mean, as far as, you know, having family, friends, and, you know, everyone else worried, more worried than they need to be. I guess I really hadn't thought about it.
Okay, so let's put a kind of a bow on 2007 and tie it up and make it in a little nice package. When you look back at this past year, your second full year competing in mixed martial arts, like I said, a lot of fights under your belt, and you've grown up a lot and had some improvements and a couple of steps back, perhaps with this last knockout with Jorge Santiago. What do you take away from all this? Was this a successful year in your mind, or are you happy with the way your career is progressing, and what are you looking to improve on come 2008?
That's like five or six questions right there. Overall, it's real hard for me to say I'm happy with the year, considering I hate to lose and I don't expect to lose. And I still feel like, you know, if you look at my losses, and this isn't to say that the people who've beaten me are better than me, but the way I lost, it's almost like I gave away all those fights. I don't think I've ever lost a round of fighting yet. I've been, you know, submitted and choked out and knocked out, but it's hard to say I'm happy with it when I have the number of losses I do. And, you know, I guess I'd rather, it'd be easier for me to deal with mentally if I just got beat up for 15 minutes and, you know, but each time it seems like I just made foolish mistakes that cost me. So on that note, I'm not happy at all, but the fact that I'm learning, you know, every time I fight, every time I practice, I'm picking something up. And I'm constantly reevaluating my career. I feel like I have the right people who are behind me, you know, real strong support from my family, you know, my wife Missy and son, and my brothers and my agent Ken and his team have been great. Now I'm kind of in the process of seeking out more regular coaching because I'm in a situation right now where it's just in Columbus. It's me, a guy, Mark Colfer and Rex Holman, pretty much just training each other. So, yeah, I mean, that's where I'm at with that. I'm going to keep learning. I'm going to keep getting better. And as long as I keep putting the pieces of the puzzle together, I'll be happy. Now, but until that does happen, I'm not going to be happy.
It was much publicized, the fact that you had gone to the UFC management and said that you wanted to get more fights under your belt and, you know, a little more experience before fighting again for that organization. Since leaving the UFC, have you spoken to them? I mean, I know there's all this, you know, the medical suspension stuff up in the air, but do you foresee yourself fighting in the UFC in the near future?
Well, I guess I can't answer anything about the near future, considering regardless of what happens, I'm on a 45-day suspension.
Right. Come a couple of months down the line.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, especially coming off a loss now, I need to string some wins together. Myself and Ken will have to, you know, once we get this cleared up with California, that's when we'll sit down and come up with our new game plan. And you can bet it's going to be different than this. You know, I reevaluate everything after a win or a loss. It just seems that after a loss, I make some more changes, you know, more drastic changes. So that's what we're going to do. I don't know if I'll be fighting for the UFC again anytime soon or anytime ever. There's a lot of great organizations out there that pay well. So, I don't know, I guess I'm right now, I kind of want to go where I'm wanted. And
absolutely.
We don't know that yet.
Absolutely, but we're here to put it to rest. You're not retiring anytime soon, as had been maybe suggested on the internet, and you're fully looking to get back in there and get some wins under your belt.
Oh, yeah, I won't retire until, God forbid, something does happen where it's just too much of a risk to my health. You know, certainly, like I said before, I'm a smart person. I'll take the advice of the doctors, and if they tell me, hey, you're healthy, you can go, I'm going to fight. If they tell me it's not a good idea, I won't. As of right now, when I left the emergency room, he said, you're fine, you know, you're definitely going to need to be checked out by a neurologist before you fight again, which is standard practice anytime you lose by knockout or, you know, TKO or anything like that. But no, I'm definitely fighting again.
All right, Sean. Well, we look forward to seeing you back in the ring or cage come 2008 and beyond. And best of luck, and hopefully you can get all this behind you and, you know, start winning and start being known for wins instead of all this other drama behind the scenes.
Thank you very much.